And in her belly, she put that computer back. Then yesterday, she was working in the afternoon, editing a little bit on one of the projects, and the computer that she brought to record the seminar ground to a halt. She heard it happen. The hard drive just seized up. And Esther then understood fully that impulse that she had had, an impulse that she disregarded. She disregarded a positive impulse by overlaying it with negative response. Isn't that interesting?
Yeah, I think we'll do that.
It doesn't matter because they have all kinds of redundancy. In other words, it will be more effort. They have the recording. It will be available. It will just take more effort. And then Esther did something that we were teasing some of you about doing. She began to beat up on herself a little bit. I knew better, she said. I knew that. I felt that. I disregarded my guidance. I didn't do what I felt. And then she said, or did I create it? Is there something going on within me? Is it because I can see all of my friends out there playing? She stood on the deck and watched you all going off as she went into her cabin and went to work. Or was I resenting working while they were playing, and so I killed my computer so I couldn't work? In other words, she's scrambling around trying to figure out. And then she thought, no, I really did want to work. In other words, she thought about it. Do I like doing this work? There's nothing I would rather do. Was I enjoying that process? I was loving that process. When the computer ground to a halt, was I in a positive mood or a negative mood? I was in a positive mood. In other words, you just keep sorting it out. The bottom line is, when you feel positive emotion, that's your guidance calling you towards something. When you feel negative emotion, that's the opposite signal. In other words, that's usually your mother. That's you. That's usually Jerry saying, these bags are too heavy. That's something other than your guidance system. You're always being called toward your greatest good. And your greatest good is that selfish intention that you were born with. You are God's source, selfishly, God force, selfishly focused in this time-space reality. The God within you, if you want to call it that, the source within you, you cannot see other than through the perspective of self. And when you allow yourself full alignment with who you are, it is a wonderful thing. Good time for a segment of refreshment.
Thank you.
We are concluded.